there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Go to the book of James, chapter 2. Oldest book in the New Testament, written by Jesus' half-brother. Now, if you're looking at anything other than the King James, I'm embarrassed to say that it won't work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 22, second chapter. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works faith was made perfect or brought to maturity? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Look at it. It's in capital F.
Yes, sir.
This goes back, like I said, to the time when the British people practiced covenant, and they capitalized that F. What did Jesus say in that covenant room? I no longer call you servants. I call you friends. You can get healed just listening to this. Because it finally dawns on you, I have a covenant of healing.
Amen.
Now, God is a covenant-keeping God.
Amen. Thank
now,
Lord.
You don't have the same covenant that Abraham did, because that was a nation covenant. We have the healing covenant.
Amen.
He also had that.
Amen.
It was part of it. Now, there's two things I want to get to here. First of all, who is God? He is Yehovah, Raha, my shepherd. He is Yehovah, Jireh, my provider. He is Yehovah, Rapha. He's the God that heals me. Yehovah Tsidkenu, he is my righteousness. Yehovah Shalom, he is our peace. He is Yehovah Shammah, he is present. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is Yehovah Nisi. He's my canopy. He's my covering. Oh, but this one. He is Yehovah Sabaoth. That is in the book of James, and 99% of the people read it Sabbath, and it is not Sabbath at all. It is Sabaoth. It is God, the Lord of hosts. The little book of Malachi, where the tithing scriptures are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Saith Yehovah Sabaoth, 22 times. In that one little book. And it is the God of the heavenly armies, the heavenly hosts of God. That places tithing squarely in the New Testament. For here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed he lives. And his name is Jesus, and Jesus is the Lord Sabaoth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, you prove me in this, saith the Lord Sabaoth. And I'll open the windows of heaven, saith the Lord of hosts. And I'll pour out blessings you can't handle, you can't. I mean, more than you can see any way to use, saith the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now I want to settle an issue. It's been a problem for a long time. And then, thank you, Lord. And then I have some closing remarks. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Everybody in here is familiar with this. The first 14 verses, the blessing of Abraham. The rest of it is the curse. Well, it says the Lord will curse you. The Lord, I don't know. Does the Lord curse? All you have to do, number one, is understand covenant practice. I suggest you get the little book, The Blood Covenant, by E.W. Kenyon. It is all in there. And then you can understand what is happening in this room when we receive communion. When you know my name has been changed. Melchizedek. Jesus' ministry is after the order of Melchizedek, who received tithes from Abram. Now, Melchizedek was Shem, Noah's son, Shem. Melchizedek is a title. He was Lord Mayor of Salem, which became Jerusalem. And he was the head guy. He came to Abram. Now listen. Oh, with bread and wine, Brandon. He walked up to the man with the bread and the wine. Now, Abram knew exactly what he's talking about. Blessed be Abram of the Most High God. He didn't say the possessor of heaven and earth. He would have been out of line if he'd said that. That would have been saying God is possessor of heaven and earth. That's not what he said. He said, blessed be Abram of God, possessor of heaven and earth. He called Abram the possessor of heaven and earth. And you can prove it in the book of Romans. By faith, he received the world. How? By covenant prayer. Hallelujah. Ah, these old guys knew what it meant. And Abram didn't say, oh, no, don't say that about me. Oh, I'm just an unworthy servant. He'd rather have died than to have said that, because he would have been insulting the covenant by which he was possessor of heaven.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Look at the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy. And Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Yahweh, your Elohim.
Amen.
Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. And when you come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin, these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. This is covenant.
Amen.
These two mountains are right there close together.
Amen.
And a priest is officiating. Here's my bottom line.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Half of the covenant family on one mountain, the other on the other. And they began the practice. Mr. Kenyon said, that Mr. Stanley said, we went through that ceremony. And the king, they're interpreters, you have to understand. We were blessed. Blessed of one another. I'll do this for you. I'll do this for you. Oh, whatever I have is yours if you need it. And then the representative of Mr. Stanley would come in and say, he should go back and say the same thing. And then the interpreter would, and then they'd start speaking the most, Mr. Stanley said, the most horrible curses he had ever heard anybody speak out their mouth. Horrible stuff. Terrible stuff. What is all of that? This and more will happen to you and your family if you break this. Now, when you just start in the 28th chapter, you don't know why that curse is in there and why it says God will bring it on you. He never intended for them to get sick. He never intended for them to get cursed. No. But this is covenant function. It had to be done. Well, Brother Copeland, why did it have to be done? Because now we've got a priesthood, and the priest of the covenant, glory to God, would bring a scapegoat and lay his hands on the head of that goat, and that goat would be led off into the wilderness to die for the people. Hallelujah! Think about how many horrible lies have been preached. God will make you sick. God will kill your children, because they got most of it right there in that 28th chapter of Deuteronomy and didn't have one single clue about why that was in there. Right. Not any clue at all why it was there.
That's right.
Come on, thank God.
Amen. The blessing is just as real as the curse. Now, Jesse, why in the world did all of this have to happen? All of these things are shadows of Jesus,
Amen.
The Lamb, the escape Lamb of the new covenant.
Hallelujah.
Those curses had to be pronounced. And it covers every sickness, every poverty, every bad thing that could possibly happen to the human family. And it says in there in the 61st verse, and every sickness and every plague not written in this book of the law, the Lord will bring on you. Yeah, but.
Yes. That's the good
part. I said, yeah, but. Very reverently, open your Bible to Galatians chapter 3. Eehaw! The Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Galatians chapter 3. Now you can understand verse 9 or verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached the scripture. That's God. God preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then which be of faith are blessed. They're blessed. They're blessed. Not cursed. Blessed. They're blessed. They're blessed. They're blessed. We get the blessing. We get the blessing, not the curse. We get the blessing. Glory to God. I said blessed. 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 For as many as under the works of the law are under the curse. For as written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law. That all things, cursed are all of those that don't keep that covenant. That's what the book of the law is. Those first five books. That's the book of the law. Covenant law. This is what happened when you keep it. This is what happened when you don't.
All right.
Amen.
And literally, God didn't say, I'm going to do this to you. I know it says that. But it begins with, if you don't hearken, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. He never, ever intended for them to get cursed in the first place. All you had to do is do what he said.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And he put the priesthood in. I said he put the priesthood in.
Hallelujah.
I said he put the priesthood in. I said he put the priesthood in. And atonement was made every 12 months.
Praise God.
I don't care what you did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Redemption Day is coming. And all you had to do was believe it.
Yes.
And look forward to it.
Amen.
Because a lamb is going to die.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Come on. Verse 13. Now I'll read verse 11. There's no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It's evident, for the just shall live by faith. Faith in what? And faith in whom? Faith in your covenant. Yes. Yes, sir. The covenant between El Shaddai, Almighty God. The covenant between Jehovah Rapha and his son, Jehovah Rapha, in the flesh. Christ, the Messiah, the one God sent, the anointed one, has redeemed Let me make a comment here before we get into that. You won't. Now, it's wrongly translated in the King James that the blood of Jesus atoned for our sin. It did not. That atonement word is an old covenant word, which meant the blood of those animals covered the sin of the people. It was atonement blood. Jesus shed the blood of the everlasting covenant. Son. And our sins were wiped out. Remitted. New creatures. That's good news. That's the gospel. That's good news. Redeemed us from the curse of the old covenant, the law being made a curse. He is the Lamb. He is the covenant sacrifice. He is the one. He was the one that they were drawing a picture of back there, and that scapegoat went out in the wilderness with the sins of the people on his head. Hey. If only, saith the Lord, my people would believe that receiving healing and deliverance and financial victory would be so easy. The struggle is over.
Danke, dass Sie heute Victory Worte des Glaubens gesehen haben. Die deutsche Ausgabe des monatlich erscheinenden Magazins Believer's Voice of Victory wird Ihren Glauben stärken und kann auch auf unserer Webseite gelesen oder heruntergeladen werden. Sie können auch den monatlichen Partnerbrief und die täglichen Andachten aus Glauben zum Glauben per E-Mail erhalten. Sie können im Sieg leben und das Leben von Menschen verändern. Vergessen Sie bis zum nächsten Mal nicht, Gott liebt Sie und Jesus ist Herr.